Hey everybody, it's Friday, the 7th of August, and today we're in Romans 1.
I want to give you a little background about Romans. It was written about 25 to 30 years after Jesus' resurrection, and about a year after what we just finished reading, 2 Corinthians, was written. Now, Paul was probably on his third missionary journey at this time. He was preparing to return to Jerusalem with an offering from the churches he had visited to give to the poor people, the poor believers in Jerusalem. And it is widely accepted that this was written in the area of Corinth. So that would make sense. He stayed in Corinth for a while. He wrote 1st and 2nd Corinthians while in Corinth, and he's still there, but he is talking about coming back or wanting to come back to visit Rome. So the original audience, as you may have guessed, was to the people in Rome, hence the name of the book Romans, right? But specifically written to Roman Christians. Now, the majority of believers there would have been Gentiles or non-Jews. They weren't from the Jewish culture, Jewish heritage, but there were a minority of Jews there in the Roman church. So the purpose of the book of Romans was essentially to share about the basics of the gospel of Jesus and God's plan for everyone, whether Jew or Gentile. This, of all of Paul's letter, is the most theological letter. And he very, very clearly, multiple times, outlines the gospel. And today, as you read, you'll see Paul start very encouraging, affirming the Christians who are in Rome, and then he gets serious quickly. He talks about God's wrath. He talks about sin and the consequences of sin. I want to point you out to one thing, though, before he gets into specific sins, which, you know, there are things that you're going to read today that this society will say are not sin, that the Bible makes very clear that they are. But that's not what I want to focus on right now. I want to focus on right now with a theological question that a lot of people have, and most people who have been Christians and thought about faith and thought about salvation have thought about this question. Well, what about people who never hear the name Jesus? What about people who don't know about God? And Paul addresses this to a point in the 18th through the 20th verses. He says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them." Now listen to this, verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made," so that's creation, "so that people are without excuse." So in other words, it is saying that God has made himself known through his creation so that we are without excuse. Now, does that mean that everybody who doesn't hear the name Jesus is going to hell because they haven't accepted a personal relationship with him? And then we kind of fall into some other theological beliefs and concepts here. But some things that I really know about God is I know that God's character is that he is just and he is fair. You know, I think about someone who has intellectual and developmental disabilities to the point of not being able to understand about Jesus, to understand this sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And does that mean that God is going to condemn them to hell? Or what about a child who never lives long enough to understand the gospel? And we know that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. We know that all who confess with their mouth, but what if someone's not able or capable or even has the knowledge to do that? Well, that takes me right back to that idea of God is just, God is fair. And this says that God reveals himself. And one verse that I think of when I'm thinking about this is, and this is for adult people who maybe have not heard it, Jeremiah 29:13 says, if you seek God, this is a loose translation, but if you seek God with all your heart, you're going to find him. And so that's something I want to encourage you with today, that God does reveal himself to people when people are willing to open their hearts to who God is. So that could be an hour-long podcast on the theology of people who don't hear the name of Jesus, but this does show us that God reveals himself through his creation.